In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
One of the most ridiculous types of lawsuits going on today is the litigation to get athletic teams to give up their American Indian names. In 1930, the University of North Dakota adopted the name the Fighting Sioux after the famous Indian tribe of that name. The Indians were proud of this honor, and the football players were energized. In 1968, a delegation from the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation traveled to the University of North Dakota to adopt the president of the university into the tribe and to formally give the University of North Dakota the right to use the name Sioux for its athletic teams. Then came political correctness. In 2005, the NCAA, that's the National Collegiate Athletic Association, banned schools from using nicknames and images it deems hostile and abusive. Now, there was nothing hostile or abusive about the Fighting Sioux, but the University of North Dakota nevertheless was put on the banned list. This meant that the university would have been forbidden to participate in Division II football playoffs or host playoff games or use the nickname or logo on its uniforms or in its activities. Fortunately, the University of North Dakota got a temporary injunction to allow the division playoffs to be played, but the case is still in the courts and we don't know how it will be decided. The University of North Dakota logo was designed by a well-known Indian artist and shows a proud Indian Sioux warrior. The logo was chosen to honor courage on the battlefield. A handful of Indians objected to the logo, but none of those was a Sioux Indian. North Dakota's Spirit Lake Sioux tribe approves the university use of the name. In a 2002 Sports Illustrated poll, 81% of Native Indian respondents said no when asked whether college and high school teams should stop using Indian nicknames. That should be the end of this dispute.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a program dedicated to preserving traditional values. And it's your opinions and comments that help to shape this broadcast, so write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Because your views count. Once again, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us each weekday as we explore today's most important issues on the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says George Washington's brother was the uncle of our country, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, we know a little bit more now about what happened in Michigan earlier this week when the gentleman there named Greg Neuendorf let the feds, no, not the feds, it was the Michigan Department of Agriculture, come in and test his cows for tuberculosis. Now, he only has 20 cows. Here's a story in case you're listening for the first time. In the state of Michigan, the legislature there, in all its stupidity, has passed a law saying that Michigan will have mandatory national animal identification. Okay? It's mandatory in the state of Michigan, not at the federal level, just in the state of Michigan. Greg Neuendorf only has 20 cows, and he has, and I'm not really sure what the deal is, what kind of cattle they are. I know he sells meat and to individuals from these 20 cows. He has 160 acres. And the feds, the State Department of Agriculture, the Michigan Department of Agriculture came, several weeks ago, and wanted to test the cows for tuberculosis. They have a tuberculosis testing program there in the state of Michigan. He said, sure, I'll let you test the cows. He says, I'll give you a milk sample, I'll give you a blood sample, or I'll give you a tissue sample. They said, that's not what we want to do. We're going to inject these cows and see how they react to the injection. And he says, no, you're not. He says, we're not going to do that. He'd been having the cows tested. They do it every year. He'd been doing it, no problem. But they wanted to tag the cows. Now, they knew there was going to be a problem. So they, meaning the Michigan Department of Agriculture, came with the Michigan Highway Patrol. This is the first time they showed up, and he said, let me see your warrant. And they said, we don't have a warrant. And he said, you don't have any right on my property. And he ran them off, and they left. Now, they have apparently a good sheriff there in that county. His name is George Lassiter. And Lassiter's been doing everything he could to help Greg with this cattle situation. So anyway, when Greg told the patrol and the Department of Agriculture they didn't have a warrant, well, then they went and got a warrant. But Sheriff Lassiter didn't serve it right away. And in the process, and GB, if you're listening, I don't know whether this is right or not, but in the process, the prosecuting attorney said, if you don't serve the warrant, he'll fire him. Well, I don't think a prosecuting attorney can fire a sheriff. We'll talk about that later in the show. In the meantime, we find out that they did serve the warrant finally, and they tested the cows. It was day before yesterday that they tested the cows. He did not cooperate, but he did not hinder. The cows were in 160 acres of brush, and it was 90-some degrees, and they didn't use horses. They had to walk those cows in. So, you know, if it'd been our cows, they'd still be walking. But apparently these cows are a little more gentle than some that we have. But anyway, they did test the cows, and they did put in the NAIS tags. Now, the representatives, let me give you the story as written here. The representatives, inspectors, and the MDA, Michigan Department of Agriculture reps, inspectors and vets showed up at 9 o'clock in the morning. The sheriff served the administrative search warrant, which allows the agency to administer the test and apply these RFID radio frequency ID tags. And then on Thursday, so that's today's Wednesday, isn't it? Tomorrow they're going to come back and read the test. Anyway, the big challenge, they said, was to get the cattle up out of the woods. It took them 3 hours. They said they had to walk the area. They had to set up corrals. The cattle came in hot and panting with their tongues hanging out. And then they tested. Okay. Greg objected to the tagging of his animals because it constitutes implementation of the National Animal Identification System, which is supposed to be voluntary, but not in Michigan. Michigan became the first state in the country to require NAIS tagging of cattle, seeking favor with the Department of Agriculture out of Washington. Now, why would anybody in their right mind want to seek favor from a government agency? I can't imagine. See, Beth sitting in here today in Jeff's absence, and she's shaking her head. Why? Nobody knows why. Anyway, the state police had two cars stand by, but Sheriff Lassiter said, you're not welcome. And he would not let the state patrol, a highway patrol there in Michigan, on Neuendorf's property, which the sheriff has every right in the world to do that. And most sheriffs don't. They just, you know, they knuckle under quickly. But anyway, the sheriff went on to say then that Greg has made his point about as strongly as any one individual can, short of resisting violently. He has demonstrated the state's commitment to forcing farmers to have their cattle tested, even when those farmers are only selling their beef privately to willing consumers. He has also demonstrated the state and federal commitment to packaging NAIS, that's a National Animal Identification System, into the bovine TB testing program. Now, There are a lot of Amish people in Michigan, in this community. As a result, several Michigans, and by the way, the Amish are saying, look, this is the mark of the beast. We ain't going to do it. In fact, several people, Amish families, have said they're going to move out of Michigan. And here again, can you believe in the United States of America, people are having to move because of their religious beliefs and they're believing biblical scripture. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Waiting.
And we have returned. Now, back to this testing of cattle and putting the tags in their ears, these RFID tags, radio frequency tags. The Amish community in Michigan believes that premises ID to be the mark of the beast. As a result, several Michigan state senators have become pretty incensed with the director of agriculture. His name was Mitch Irwin. I guess his name still is Mitch Irwin, but he is no longer director of agriculture. The situation became so heated in Lansing that the Michigan Agriculture Commission, heavily influenced by Farm Bureau, decided to relieve Irwin and brought on a fellow by the name of Don Caviestu. I don't know. He's there. He's the replacement. GB, are you there?
I'm here.
Good for you. GB Oliver, the third director, executive director of Paragon Foundation. I said, GB, this kind of fits in with what we've been talking about. What do you think of this whole thing?
Well, first of all, let's go back to what you were talking about the sheriff and his authority to do exactly what he did. You know, and the DA saying that he was going to fire him, that is an elected official. That DA has absolutely no authority whatsoever to fire that sheriff.
Well, that's the way I looked at it.
Not at all.
Now, Beth said, I'm going to quote Little Bethikins, she says in the state of Missouri, the coroner can fire a sheriff. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I have not.
I haven't either.
But the coroner can.
That's what she said. She's still shaking her head yes, so I don't know.
Well, you guys have given him quite a bit of jurisdiction, haven't you?
Well, you'd think so. Anyway, here is what Neuendorf...
If he can pronounce you dead, he can do anything.
whether you're dead or not, he can pronounce
you. That's exactly right.
See, this is what I've always said about, and I get a kick out of our news staff. They go to these, what do we call it when they put, to take people off death row and kill them, but what do we call that? Execution. They always have some of the news people from here in the studio goes to the and watches the execution. In fact, I had one of them on the air one day when they came back. I said, "How do you know the guy was dead?" Well, he said, "He looked dead." I said, "Well, did you feel of his pulse? How do you know you signed a statement saying you saw him executed?" I said, "I wouldn't have signed that unless I could have walked up there and jabbed him with my pocket knife and see if he bled."
See if he kicked.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't. They're behind a screen, you know. You can't tell what they're doing.
Well, that's what this whole deal is, isn't it? Behind the screen?
Well, absolutely. Now, the sheriff. Uh-oh, here's another commercial break. Now, don't leave the telephone this time. You scared us. I thought maybe you had fainted. I remember one time you fell out of your chair and couldn't find the telephone back or something, but that was...
I'm in a lot better shape this morning.
We'll be back. I promise you, we will return. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
We have returned. G.B. Oliver is back with us today. By the way, he's going to be on the air full-time on Monday he's coming on. Yes. But, by the way, GB, we have the greatest listeners in the world. There's always somebody out there that can straighten us out when we need help. Beth's in there patting herself on the shoulder. But, this person called in and said the coroner can arrest the sheriff, not fire him. In other words, if we have a sheriff that gets completely out of hand, the coroner is a person that can, in Missouri. Now, I don't know about any place else. Okay.
Well, you know, I don't think that, and I sure could be wrong about this, and I'm familiar with laws in a lot of states, but I just don't think that an elected official can be removed by anybody but the people that elected him.
Well, you'd think so. I don't know. But now let's go back to this cow testing thing. I've thought about this a long time. What would I do under these circumstances? Now, here's a question that Greg, the owner of these cows, is asking. Now, they're going to come back tomorrow and test and read the test. In other words, I don't know whether it's a virus. I don't know what TB is. I should have done a little more research on it. But apparently they're injecting these cows with a live virus of some sort. And then they're going to see how they react to it. And apparently they put this injection in their right under their tail somewhere. I don't know. Anyway, now here's what Greg is saying. So now the question is, do I have my cattle available for them when they come to read the results of the test on Thursday? Would you have them available?
Absolutely not.
Would you have them on your farm?
No.
Where would you go with them?
Any place but right there. I wouldn't comply with them in any way, shape, or form.
Okay. He says, I will be on my property free grazing my cattle on horseback, and they can come and find me. Do I herd the cattle into the holding pen that they left on my property? Well, you already said, heck no.
No.
Do I willingly cooperate? No again, huh?
No again.
We're coming into the end of our grazing season, and I have to free graze on the unfenced portion of my property, which are brushy woodlands. Government is forcing us to do business on their terms. They are claiming control of our cattle. They attempted to force me to sign a compliance statement last February, which I refused. Is this action that they have taken the consummation of the contract of the conveyance of my property, where I am now, or I am now a tenant, and they can control the property?
Mm-hmm. That's a danger. That's a premise.
Well, now, he hasn't signed anything, see?
Right.
But they're claiming it anyway.
Exactly. They're doing it because so many other ones have. You know what? Everything they do is they're perpetrating a fraud. This is a fraud from one end to the other. And, I had an opportunity to meet and visit with a guy here this last week that was doing the TB testing here in New Mexico. And he said that it's a pretty serious problem. He said they're very, very concerned about where they are, and they're going to these dairies and they're doing this testing. New Mexico, of course, hadn't implemented the NAID. But they are doing the testing, and he's concerned. He said it's a legitimate concern. But the thing that I found out was real interesting, and he said this, but you've not read it anywhere in the world. I said, well, where's this problem coming from? And he said, it's coming right out of Mexico. And I said, well, why don't you guys get up and say that? And he said, I'll get up and say it to anybody anywhere. He said, we think it's coming in with these Mexican steers out of Mexico. He said, it's not something that's being generated here in the United States. It's coming in from these other countries. And I found that to be really significant. But he did indicate to me, and he was an honest kind of a guy. He didn't have any agenda at all. But he did indicate to me that it was a problem.
Well, a lot of cattle come out of Mexico, and a lot of cattle come out of other countries through Mexico.
Exactly. You don't have any idea where those cattle are coming from. But they are coming in through Mexico. But they're virtually positive that our problem down here in the South is right out of Mexico.
All right, now let's go back to Sheriff Lassiter again. He did not allow the Michigan State Police to participate, contrary to what TB program coordinator Bridget Patrick insisted would be the case. In other words, she wanted to bring in the highway patrol on this thing. Patrick showed up early to be interviewed. This is the day they tested him, by numerous media that were present there. Independent filmmaker Mark Nixon taped today's events, including the Patrick interviews. So we've got all this on video, which is kind of interesting. The Michigan Department of Agriculture took them from 9 to 3 o'clock, from 9 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon, to pen 20 head of cattle and test them.
I sent some real cowboys out there.
It left them panting and without water in 90-degree weather. I don't know if you're talking about the cows or the cowboys. Though the warrant said tag, it did not specify RFID tags. Neuendorf says, I'm protesting the fact that RFID tags are being used on my cattle. It's what puts you into the USDA system. His formal protest was entered in the day's report. Unsure how to proceed, the agents called their superior for orders, were told to use the RFID tags, and they proceeded to do so. So, there you have it. Now,
let me share something else with you. This guy told me that I thought was real interesting.
Okay.
I asked him about, did he believe in this NAIF tag, and he said, well, it's not efficient at all. You know, he said there's a lot of problems with that. Of course, we've already heard that from the guys out of
Australia,
those kind of places. And he said it'll never work until the military turns over to us the technology that they have on these chips.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Stand by. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you getting it? If not, you should be. The Common Sense Chronicle is the official monthly newsletter of the Derry Brownfield Show. Bill of Hearst, Texas says, Derry, your newsletter and radio program should be on everyone's agenda. We agree. The Common Sense Chronicle is packed with guest articles and regular features, plus a handy chart that tracks the topics of Derry's daily one-hour radio show and ordering information. A yearly subscription of the Common Sense Chronicle is just $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Common Sense, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Overseas and foreign customers send $40 international money order. Take the Chronicle for a test drive and ask for a complimentary issue at no cost. Then to order, just send $24.95 check, cash, or money order to Common Sense, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide, non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 1-800-414-1998. That's 800-414-1998. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind, so if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Once again, that toll-free number to call, 800-414-1998, 800-414-1998.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show.
And the man who says his mechanic told him he couldn't repair his brakes, so he made the horn louder.
Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. I have GB on here with us today. We didn't know we were going to do this until air. In fact, we didn't even know until airtime that we were going to get GB with us, but it's always a pleasure, GB, to have you. And you were talking about these chips, and the TB veterinarian there in New Mexico said something about military technology. What's that?
Yeah, he said the chips aren't proficient at all. And, of course, we had talked to these guys out of out of Australia, and they just said it was horrible. You know, if they said that first of all, they were knocking those chips out in the truck, and so when you wash those trucks out, he said there were just piles of these chips, and they weren't working.
I've heard of cow chips all my life.
Well, it's a different chip, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I always wanted to be a cowboy, but I'm afraid of cows. You know, my papa held me up to the moo cow moo. This goes back to my early childhood. My papa held me up to the moo cow moo so close I could almost touch. And I touched him a couple of times or two, and I wasn't a scaredy cat much. But when my papa goes in the house and my mama goes in too, then I sit there just as quiet as a mouse, because a moo cow moo might moo.
See, that's over everybody's head at USDA.
Hey, this goes on. There's about three or four more verses, but we don't have time to waste.
But anyway, what he's telling me, Terry, is that they're inefficient, and that the military has the technology and the microchips that really work, but that but the military's been unwilling to share this stuff with them. And so they said until the military provides them that technology, he doesn't think any of this flies.
Wonder what the difference is.
I don't know. I knew that the chip was tested right here at White Sands Missile Range. I had the former commander of Holloman Air Force Base sit down, and I relayed that on your show one time. Sat down and told me that chip was being tested, and that
in humans.
Yeah, you bet. And that he had some concerns about Desert Storm Syndrome and what was actually causing that. This guy was the commander of the stealth unit in Saudi Arabia in the first skirmish over there. But anyway, I think that's very, very interesting that they're going ahead and implementing this, but yet the military's not really giving them the technology that makes it work. But I don't think they had any worry about making it work anyway. The fact is they needed to get it implemented. The other concern I have about this gentleman up in Michigan is the fact that if they hold true to form, what they'll do now is they're out there walking around together in these cows and everything. The next thing is he's going to get some outrageous bill from the state of Michigan for the time and the expense that they spent out there injecting his cows and putting a chip in them. That'll be the next move they make.
Then what should he do?
Well,
they'll get his farm.
What's that?
They want his farm. They'll get his real estate.
And I think the real reason that they're after him is, first of all, he's defied them. Secondly, this is a guy that's doing private business out there. He's not entered into their game in any way, shape, or form. And I really question, you'd have to see the legislation there in the state of Michigan, but I really question whether they had the right to come on there, provided that he's not licensed and doing business with under the state of Michigan. I don't know whether they had the right to do any of that to him at all, even with the state passing that legislation. That'd be a question you need to find out.
You know, we've talked about Digital Angel for years here on this show now. Digital Angel, of course, is one of the companies that was instrumental in developing this RFID tag. And I see now where just October the 2nd, that was just this week. Digital Angel Corporation makes identification, location tracking, and condition monitoring technology announced that it has received an order for 630,000 RFID tags valued at more than $600,000 from the United States Department of Agriculture.
Huh.
The cattle ear tags will be used for USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, Veterinary Services, state federal cooperative disease control and eradication efforts, then targeted increased risk geographic locations. Wonder what an increased risk geographic location is.
No one knows. There's no definition for that, I would bet you.
Well, you know there isn't. Barry M. Edelstein, CEO of Digital Angel, said, "This prestigious order from the USDA exemplifies our expertise in providing high-quality products at competitive prices. We were the first animal tag manufacturer to be designated as an animal identification tag manufacturer by the USDA, which signifies that our tagging system is capable of identifying livestock with the unique lifetime animal identification number that is being established as a national standard through the NAIS. We are proud that we continue to be the provider of choice for the USDA. Wonder how much they put into Bush's reelection campaign.
I don't know, but I can tell you this. As I travel across the country and speak in these various places, I've been told in several places, Nebraska, South Dakota, and those kind of places, that these state vets have really been cut in on all of this and given big pieces of action, personally been given big pieces of action. And that, of course, give them the incentive to go ahead and cram this down everybody's throat. That'd be very interesting to find that out, because I guarantee you that's what's going on.
Is there any way to get that through Freedom of Information, or does it have to be a federal or a government agency before you can do that?
Well, what I think they're doing is, I don't think that the agency themselves are writing checks to these state vets in any way, shape, or form. But the way I understood it is, for instance, in one of the states I was in, the brother of the state vet was given a very prestigious job within the company that provides these chips. And so in that way, they have an investment, and the company that makes these chips is giving these guys a personal investment within that company to profit by it. And, of course, that's an incentive for those vets to get out there and to whip and spur and get this thing put through, because when they start chipping all these animals, their value and their ownership within that company goes way up, and they become very, very wealthy, which is not, you know, if you were a government operating under deception, as the USDA is, an agency operating under deception, that would be exactly the way you would go about implementing this thing and getting it put through.
Well, I've just done an article on the pharmaceutical industry and how when these politicians push these bills through, they say there's been 1,500 pharmaceutical bills pushed through Congress in the last, like, decade.
Mm-hmm.
And invariably they pass. The pharmaceutical industries get what they want, and invariably one of the politicians gets a $2 million a year job on their board of directors or something after it's all over with.
Well, and that's what you see on FDA. You know, FDA appears to be a governmental entity, but the FDA board is made up of the heads of all these pharmaceutical companies. Very, very interesting. This isn't the first time these government agencies have played this very game. It's the first time they've put it down on the cattle industry and those kind of things, but they're very familiar with the game they're playing. They know how to make it work.
Let's go to the telephones. Ed. Hi, Ed. You're on the air.
I want to mention to GB and to you, this is Ed. I met you at the AEM's convention a couple of years ago. This is a direct result of our free trade agreements. It's a string of dominoes. And as soon as you let NAFTA and all these things permit these trucks and cattle to come in from Mexico, you have to protect yourself from the diseases that they bring. And by the way, I received an email, I can't remember where I got it from, that claimed that there are examples of cancer infections from places where they put these chips in.
Yeah, we had... Jeff's not here today. He remembers all the names. But we had this lady on the air that has written a spy chip book, and she's done a lot. There's been a lot of research on how many cases of cancer have been caused by these chips that they've put in like Alzheimer's patients and this sort of thing. There's a lot of people already chipped, and I'm looking at an article here right now. It says, it is all about power, control, and money. The RFID chips are planned to be installed in people, which some people believe is the mark of the beast, but a small step from chipping animals to chipping people. For medical reasons, people are already being chipped. Whether it is the biblical mark or not, the implantable device is a means of tracking and monitoring the chipped individual.
This is related to export of beef and import of beef and country of origin labeling. All these things are strung together, as I said, in a string of dominoes. And once you give in on the one thing, the whole string of dominoes falls.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of people listening say, "Oh, I'm not a farmer, I'm not a rancher, I don't know anything about this." Hey. It's coming to everybody. Sooner or later, we've got the Real ID Act. Most people you talk to on the street don't even know what the Real ID Act is. Let's take another break. Thanks for the call, Ed. Stay with me, GB. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Let's go back to the telephones. Let's go to Nebraska. Scott, hi, you're on the air, Scott.
Hi, gentlemen. GB was talking about the gentleman up in Wisconsin, and he said something like, I don't believe the state would have jurisdiction because this gentleman's doing private business.
Yeah, it was in Michigan, but yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, there's an outfit here in Lincoln, Sunset, well, it was a dealership, and they wrote a bad check to the clerk's office in the county. Anyway, the clerk wrote a check to the State Board of Motor Vehicle Licensing Industry, and they responded to the clerk. I'll just read this quick little paragraph. It says, "This motor licensing dealership license expired December 31st, 2001. Since this business is no longer licensed with the licensing board, we have no jurisdiction to revoke, suspend, or administratively fine the dealer." So GB is right that if the state doesn't have jurisdiction, if you're doing private business. But as soon as you get a license, you're toast. Hello?
Yeah, we're both listening. Go ahead, GB. Do you care to comment on that?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we've seen to the Paragon Foundation again and again and again. These courts that they drag you in are courts of equity. In other words, they have jurisdiction over contractual law. You go get a driver's license, you get a Social Security number, and all those kind of things are contracts. Once you enter into a contract, they then have jurisdiction. And that's, I appreciate your caller pointing that out, because that's what we see. And this guy has not gone and licensed himself. He's not got a commercial contract with them in any way to be selling milk commercially or any of the kind of things that give them that control. And, of course, I'm not familiar with Michigan law, but I can tell you in our part of the country or other states that I am familiar with, they simply don't have that jurisdiction. You haven't given them the leverage they need to come in there and implement that kind of control.
Okay, appreciate the call, Scott. Let's go to Kenny in Nebraska. Hi, Kenny, you're up next.
Good morning, Derry. GB, our state vet, it was reported, meaning the McCool, that his father is a rancher, and he was providing the popcorn that the state was giving out to sign up your premises. So there's a conflict of interest, I would think, in that situation.
You mean you can get a sack of popcorn if you? Well, where was it, GB, that they were offering vice grips?
Well, that was Nebraska Dairy, but like one guy said at the meeting, they get the vice grips on your nuts, and then you've been had.
Well, anyway. Hey, appreciate the call, Kenny. Let's go to Eric. Very quickly, Eric. Hi, you're on the air. Eric there? No, Eric's gone. Okay. Shouldn't we be calling for a commercial break?
Mr. Brownfield?
Yeah.
I've got to get on.
No, you don't. We got five more minutes. You just stay right there.
Okay.
If you want me to be nice to you when you come to Missouri.
I do.
Okay, stand by. We got five more minutes. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
If you're like many adults, you may wish from time to time that you had paid more attention during history class. But if you're a parent, you may wish that your child would not pay attention during history class, because much of the basis of American history has been deleted or rewritten. If so, the video Nation Adrift has a vital and timely message for Americans. A Nation Adrift is a 90-minute video presentation that outlines America's Christian history with a super condensed overview of United States history highlighting major events. Nation Adrift clearly shows that America has lost its spiritual foundation and has rejected God and His law. Nation Adrift is a wake-up call for all. To order Nation Adrift, send $24, check, cash, or money order to Nation Adrift, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
Friends, you need to get the book, The Late Great USA, by Jerome Corsi. It'll show you how the Security and Prosperity Partnership is the same kind of regional integration plan that led Europe to form the EU. Here's Jerome.
The Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America certainly exists. It was declared in Waco, Texas on March 23, 2005. President Bush, Vicente Fox, President of Mexico, and Paul Martin, then the Prime Minister of Canada, all did come out on the stage together and declare that we were in the Security and Prosperity Partnership. The reason why George Bush has not secured our borders, even though we have a war on terror, for 6 years he's not secured the borders, is my argument is the Security and Prosperity Partnership was a promise by George Bush to open the borders, and that's what's happening.
To order The Late Great USA by Jerome Corsi, send $28, check, cash, or money order to the Common Sense Coalition, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023R. For credit card orders only, call 1-800-201-7892.
Return. GB, we're in the home stretch here. You're still with me, are you not?
I know you. My next engagement, but I'm still here.
That's all right. You can. Well, you got to. It's Wednesday. You have a bank board meeting, don't you?
Yeah, I do, but that's all right.
All right.
Hey,
get along.
Can I ask you a question? Well, I would very much like for the gentleman that called you from Nebraska on the ruling on the motor vehicle, I would really like to have a copy of that. If there's any way that gentleman would get that to the Paragon Foundation, I'd very much appreciate it.
All right, yes, please. He's Scott from Nebraska. He's still listening, I'm sure. And if you can send that to Paragon, that'll be great and wonderful. If you don't have Paragon's address, While Beth got it, just send it to Beth. We'll get it there somehow. You know, I said, you know, if you want me to be nice to you when you come to Missouri, I can. JB is pretty honorable kind of person, but he will take a bribe.
I have my fears just like everybody else.
Right. You see, I can either bribe or threaten.
Both are effective.
Whipping and spurring, they're just alike almost.
You bet.
Get the same results. I made the big mistake the first time I ever picked GB up at the Kansas City Airport. I said, I want to take you to Kansas City Stockyards, what used to be the Kansas City Stockyards. And by the way, I have a beautiful poster that I picked up at a sale barn, and I had a copy made of it, of the old Kansas City Stockyards. It's just their promotional poster showing all the commission firms and telephone numbers and stuff from way back in the good old days. But anyway, the Golden Ox is still there, and I fed GB a prime rib, and I don't remember what we washed it down with, but it was delightful.
But it went down easy, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And now, you know, he expects that.
I dang sure do. It gets me off to such a great start.
Well, it helps. It helps.
It dang sure does.
But we want, you know, when strangers come into town like that, we want to make them feel at home and know that we are nice people and we try to take care of you. Anyway, what else? We got about 2 minutes. What, besides your board meeting that you're going to be just walking on a little bit late, but it's worth it. You can tell them you were on an international broadcast.
Yeah, I wish there was a way that you could write me an excuse, because I know if an excuse with your signature on it would get me through any gate.
Even into the Golden Ox. I was going to tell you real quickly here, they have foot and mouth disease outbreak in England again. You know, they killed like 6 million cattle there a few years ago because of hoof and mouth, and now they've got it again, 7 million cattle. Okay, that was in 2001. Now it's cropping up again, and they think it is because of the Department of Agriculture. They say that the Department of Agriculture there is working with live virus, and their sewage system isn't correct. And this live virus is going out onto the ground, and it's being picked up by vehicles and taken out into the cattle country. So that's just my, I put that in my own language. But anyway, that's what they're looking at right now.
But that's very consistent with everything you've seen from the government, isn't it? Outside of military, what else does the government do proficiently?
They say here, the laboratory used live viruses for research, and the Merrill, I guess, I don't know how to pronounce, M-E-R-I-A-L, it's a laboratory, uses a virus to produce vaccines. Investigators were unable to determine whether the virus originated in the government laboratory or the vaccine factory. But anyway, investigators found that the live virus was expected to enter into the drainage system there at the Department of Agriculture. Now, this is in England, but see, what's the difference? They're all alike.
Exactly.
It's likely that the wastewater containing the live virus entered the drainage pipework, leaked out, and contaminated the surrounding soil. So they've got foot and mouth again disease. GB, it's been a pleasure. We're out of time. Get on down to the bank board. Figure out how to loan me a few $100,000 at 2% interest. And may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of man. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.